Aloha, listeners. We're going to take a quick break from the music so that we can give you an encore presentation from one of our Aloha Friday live happy hour shows. This next segment is one of Tiki Mon's famous tiki cocktails that he makes for us each month during the Aloha Friday live happy hour show. So with that being said, here's a wonderful tiki cocktail by the one and only Tiki Mon.
Oh, please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. I wanna get silly. I ain't bluffing. Mix me something. Turn my brain to jelly. Oh, please don't water it down.
And now it's time for another tiki cocktail recipe from our official ETI mixologist, Tiki Mon.
This is Tiki Mon bringing you a little gift. In keeping with the spirits of the season, it's a holiday drink called the Yule Nog. Here's how it's made. The ingredients are 3 ounces of strawberry puree, 1/4 ounce of simple syrup, 3.5 ounces of eggnog, non-alcoholic. You can use homemade or store-bought. 1 ounce of orgeat syrup, 2 ounces of gold Virgin Islands rum, 1 ounce of white Virgin Islands rum. Optionally, you can substitute 1/2 ounce of bourbon for 1/2 ounce of the white rum, or heck, just add it to the drink. Another option is to add 1/4 ounce of pimento dram. Have fun with it. After all, 'tis the season to be merry. Now here's the process. Step 1, puree the strawberries, fresh or frozen, in a blender with the simple syrup. If using strawberries in syrup, omit the simple syrup. Step 2, carefully pour the strawberry puree into a clear 12-ounce double old-fashioned glass. Step 3, add the orgeat syrup and rum to the eggnog and blend or mix vigorously for a few seconds. Step 4, slowly pour the eggnog mixture into the center of the strawberry puree. Step 5, insert a bar spoon into the bottom center of the glass and gently bring the spoon toward the sides of the glass and up the sides to create patterns of white in the red strawberry puree. Be creative. Make stripes, swirls, or a model pattern. You can even make it look like a candy cane. Now, you can add some shaved ice on top if you want to chill it, or some coconut flakes. Both will look like snow. Then insert a mint sprig, some greenery of your choice, or maybe a tiny little Christmas tree as a garnish to complete the festive holiday look. Is it fattening? You bet it is, but it's oh so good. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, I'd also like to share with you one of my favorite Christmas songs. If you've ever traveled home for the holidays to be with your loved ones, you just may relate to this song. It's called Driving Home for Christmas. Now, to the entire ETI Ohana, Mele Kaliki Maka, and aloha.
Mahalo, Tiki Mon, for that wonderful Yule Nog recipe. And listeners, you can get the recipe by going over to the official ExoticTikiIsland.com website and click on the Tiki Drinks, and Tiki Mon's Yule Nog will be the very first drink listed. And now, let's get back to the music. Mele Kaliki Maka.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks,
Christmas with a thousand memories.